A little bit of a mixed bag here to start the morning. Corn is higher, soybeans are lower. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Tessenderlo Curley. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures right now are fractionally to a penny higher. Soybeans are anywhere from 1 to 4 cents lower. We'll take a look at those numbers here very soon. Yesterday, May corn closed down 6 cents. Soybeans gained 2 1/4, and KC wheat declined 3 cents as well. Corn and wheat markets were pressured by falling crude oil prices. Following news, the U.S. has extended its deadline for striking Iranian power plants by 5 days. Oil dropped below $100 per barrel for the first time in 2 weeks. Soybean prices were supported by EPA officials stating Monday that biofuel blending volumes will be updated by the end of the month. This increases concern ahead of the planned farmers' meeting at the White House later this week. Weekly corn export inspections for the week ending March 19th were at the low end of expectations, soybean bookings at the high end, and wheat expectations exceeded expectations. The Dow right now is down 83 points. European markets are lower. Asian markets are trading higher. On the livestock side of things, traders digested the cattle on feed report and moved forward without any fanfare. Cattle supplies remain tight, and the report does not change that. Hog futures tried to post gains, but aggressive buying was short-lived. Opening cattle calls for them to be lower to mix. Hogs could be higher here today. We'll look at the numbers next.
Tessenderlo Curley, manager of agronomy, Zach Ogles, tells us what their products, Thiosol and KTS, can do for Iowa farmers.
So over the course of several years, we've done field trials evaluating the level of nitrification inhibition, as well as the yield bump that we see from that sulfur nutrition. We've seen between 8 and 10 bushels per acre of yield increase as a combination of the sulfur nutrition and protecting that nitrogen, getting the most value out of that.
Ask your local retailer about Thiosol and KTS.
May corn is trading up 1 1/4 at 460 3/4. December new crop up a half at 487 even. May beans down 4 1/4 at 1159 1/4. November new crop down 2 1/4 at 1144 1/4. Soybean meal up 50 cents at 327.10. Soy oil 46 cents lower at 65.12. Chicago wheat up 0.75 cents at 588 1/2. Kansas winter wheat up a penny at 604 1/4. Kansas spring wheat up 2 1/4 at 620 even. Minneapolis spring wheat up 4 cents at 631, oats down 7 cents at 332 1/2. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.